around the country, over 80 stations now that pick up my syndicated radio show. And in the last week, I have talked to station owners and managers who are now getting internal communiques from the FCC, and they're told it's national security, that they're not allowed to talk about it, but that there are going to be more and more government break-ins over radio and TV. Now, I got that news, but was trying to figure out what to do with it when today the big announcement comes out and the FCC Obama spokeslady says, oh, this is no big deal. We've always had this in place. We're now just going to implement it. Well, I guess that's true. There are executive orders to seize all transportation. There are executive orders to put every American into forced labor brigades. There are executive orders to take over all the media under nuclear attack, under continuity of government. The point is, now Obama is beginning to implement this. Before 1996, you had one local station that under an emergency situation would broadcast the EAS alert. Other stations would tune to that station and carry those emergency alerts. No country in the world, not communist Russia back during the Soviet Union pre-1991, not Ceausescu's Romania, none of them had actual boxes in the radio and TV stations that would take over the entire transmission. These are wired in under regulations to the broadcast towers and at the studios. Everything by law, and I've watched the engineers complain and bitch and moan for years, has to be wired through these, and it causes all sorts of problems. They have to do weekly checks randomly where the federal government tests the takeover of the station to make sure it's in place. This is happening in America right as we go into a depression, right as foreign banks loot our country, right as they try to start new wars in the Middle East. Do you see what's happening? But it gets worse. FEMA began to put out press releases last year saying, you know what? We're going to have digital license plates across the country that have most wanted videos popping up. It'll be an LCD screen. And we're going to give you government announcements over those. You know those billboards we put up for Amber Alerts with kidnap little kids? Now it's going to be report illegal guns, report terrorism. They're putting in these giant telescreens at these 9,000 locations, Walmarts, malls, you name it, saying, don't trust other shoppers. Don't trust your neighbors. Only trust Big Brother. Only trust the government. Napolitano comes and inserts herself at the Super Bowl, has the TSA running checkpoints with local trained goons actually doing frisk and feeling people up. We're going into bondage. And now, in the midst of the accelerating global financial meltdown, the White House announces and says, oh, it's no big deal. We've had this on the books for years. Yeah, martial law plans for years. We're going to start testing the voice of Obama, breaking in on the media. And they're announcing that Xbox video games and other systems are going to have government announcements that pop up. Cass Sunstein, the regulations czar, has said that they want pop-ups on websites they don't agree with government messages. Google's already testing this where it tells you, ooh, look out, going to this site. This information's been proven to be wrong. The internet kill switch, the cybersecurity takeover, it's all happening. They've got new FCC rules where all the alarm clocks and televisions have to have hardwired chips in them so they can fire your television or radio up and make you hear announcements in the middle of the night. They've also announced in this new press release that, oh, the FCC and the federal government are going to put in free national broadband that we pay for as taxpayers, but it's going to be under our filtered rules. In the free broadband in Europe at the bus and train stations, guess whose websites are censored? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What did Google announce 2 weeks ago? That they're going to start censoring and blocking out from their searches content farms like the Drudge Report and Infowars.com. That is sites that aggregate news and make comments on news. This is a full spectrum takeover of the media in our country. This is an attack on free speech. This is literal government messages on digital billboards, at checkout counters, on your license plate, on your cell phone, on your pop-up video games. This is the federal government coming in and forcing their messages directly into the media because the population doesn't buy into their propaganda anymore. There has been a continuity of agenda. This has been going on for decades. They've been setting the system up. But now they're rolling it out, and that's the message here. What does it say about our society? This is unbelievable. This is the Fairness Doctrine 2.0. This is authoritarian censorship by way of government break-ins with announcements. No country's ever done this. This is beyond 1984, and it's really happening. Do people realize the magnitude of this? And in America, supposed land of freedom, I'm getting frantic calls from station owners and managers as they're being told to get ready for all of this to happen in the last few weeks, and going back 8 years ago, and going back 15 years ago, when I get these documents, as they put this system in place, the station owners are afraid to speak out. The station managers are afraid to speak out. Why? Why? We need to say no. This is a free market, free private property society. In the name of security, the government is hardwiring everything so they can take it over? Egypt, anybody? This is worse than what happened in Egypt. That's what Mubarak did. But he didn't have it hardwired. He physically had the army go take it over. This is as plain as the nose on my face. This is brazen, naked, hardcore, scary tyranny. And when I saw them announce this, even though I knew it was coming for all these years, it shook me to my very core, and it should shake you. When they put tyranny in place, they can take the pension funds, the veterans' death benefits, that's already begun. They can jack up taxes. They can shut down newspapers, TV, radio. The last time this happened was during the Civil War. Lincoln did similar things, arresting scores of newspaper owners and editors. This is here. The globalists have committed so many crimes. They know they're unpopular with the people. They know Congress has an 11% approval rating, and so they are moving with the system to force their propaganda onto all private media in this country. And it's going to start with little short announcements, and it's going to move until huge blocks of programming are openly taken over by the government. If we don't have free speech in the First Amendment and a free press in this country, we have nothing. The Internet has been a wonderful tool to enlighten and inform and awaken the masses. But it's also a double-edged sword created by DARPA. Electronics, computer chips are so cheap, everything is being wired for the federal takeover. This is announced. This is a fact. We're entering a time when you're not going to be able to access InfoWars.com and other alternative sites. We're already being blocked all over the world. They've already got the system in place, and that's scary enough. But if they send up this trial balloon and we go along with it, they are going to implement the full takeover of the media. Whether you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, socialist, it doesn't matter. Atheist, Christian, all media is under attack. We must come together and resist this. We must say no to this. This is a major canary in the coal mine. This is a full spectrum takeover of the media. Let's not let them pull that switch. Get the word out to everybody. I have been having chills for 3 hours since this announcement came out. I knew the hammer was going to drop, but this is so incredible. We've got to hang together for the First Amendment, or we're surely going to hang separate. Thank you. The rest is up to you. Please spread the word. It is now time for radio and TV station owners to stand up to this corruption, to this police state takeover of the First Amendment and private property, and let the system know they are not going to put up with the federal government's takeover of our media system. Enough is enough. It is time to define the military actions of the last 9.5 years. What do you call the million dead Iraqis, the lies about WMDs, the near decade-long occupation of Afghanistan, the drone attacks inside our supposed ally Pakistan, the drone attacks in Yemen, the U.S. warships off the coast of Syria, and the EU and UN calls for sanctions? What do you call this? Where is it all originating from? What's the end game? What's the goal? Well, if you look at historical references and comparisons, this is undoubtedly the beginning of a new major multi-regional war. And how do you define a multi-region, long-term war with large casualties with many countries involved? You call it a world war. But in our modern Orwellian age, the spin doctors have simply labeled it as vengeance for 9/11, and then looking for WMDs, and then hunting for Al-Qaeda, and then liberating countries. And in the last 9 years, we have seen invasion after invasion against the Middle East and Central Asian countries. We're not saying that Muammar Gaddafi is good or that Assad of Syria is good. What we're saying here is that the reasons we're being given for these invasions, that their humanitarian actions, are frauds. We were told that Gaddafi strafed peaceful crowds with helicopters. No proof was ever released. We were told he had rape gangs fueled by Viagra. The State Department had to admit that that was a fraud. Just like the State Department had to admit the testimony to Congress back in 1990 about Saddam Hussein and his forces throwing babies out of incubators and killing them was a PR lie. It's about bringing in a world government and openly al-Qaeda forces being used in the east of Libya to destabilize. It's simple. The big mega banks that run the West go in, foment guerrilla warfare groups to start wars with their countries, whether those countries are good or bad. The facts are they foment the rebellions. Once the rebellion is on, the sanctions come in, then the drone attacks, the full bombardments, and then the ground invasions. And now as we see U.S. forces building up off the coast of Syria, U.S. forces, special forces building up inside Libya, the ground forces getting ready, this begins to officially fit the definition of a world war. Then there is the debate about what name to use. I called this the beginning of World War III in that video. But if you really read what the Pentagon and neocons have to say, they call the 50-year-long Cold War, they call that World War III, and say that proxies were used and it was done in multi-regions. I've seen quotes of George W. Bush calling the war on terror, which is a war against sovereign nations, World War III. So is it World War IV? I don't know, but it is a world war. It undoubtedly is a corporatist, neo-colonial operation to destabilize the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia, and replace the tyrannies that were there with even more draconian tyrannies that we in the West are paying for, while at the same time the social engineers use the outside threat as a pretext to take our liberties. Many people who watched my video titled Obama Launching World War III misunderstood what I meant by World War III. I understand that in popular culture, World War III signifies a Cold War nuclear exchange with Russia. And of course, we don't know how World War III would end, but we do know that World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. I'm not talking about a surefire Armageddon. I'm not talking about total megadeth and billions dead or the earth rendered lifeless. I'm talking about the definition of a world war. Multiple regions with many different nations involved with high body counts over a long period of time that affects the entire world via our dead troops, increased oil prices, bankrupt deficits. It's all there. This is a world war. And it's been going on now for at least 9 years, but it's coming to a head. It's intensifying. There's five major wars going on right now. And yes, it could lead with China threatening the United States and NATO, with Russia threatening, with U.S. warships going into the Black Sea. A lot of other analysts are saying this could lead to World War III. And by World War III, they mean the hot thermonuclear World War III, not the standard new world war. So I think the best way to describe this is the way Gerald Celente did going back more than 6 months ago. It's the new great war of the 21st century. It's going on from North Africa all the way across the Middle East into Central and Southern Asia. And it is turning the entire world against the United States, Europe, and the NATO-led nations. And it is undoubtedly being done using American ingenuity, blood, and treasure to expand the power of the private corporate global government. So call it World War III, World War IV, the next great war of the 21st century, whatever name you give it, it's big. And everything is basically accelerating and deteriorating, and major global moves are happening on every front. And there's no mistake this is happening as the world financial system implodes and as the private IMF and World Bank attempt to bring the once wealthy Western nations under their austerity control system and on its ashes build this open private bank of the world. We've still got time. We're at the crossroads right now. We speak out, get the word out, and point out what's happening, that this is a war and not a kinetic humanitarian action. If we reach out to Congress, who's already suing Obama over not getting congressional approval for the new Libyan war, we have a chance of reversing this. Clearly, false flag attacks are in the offing. The preparatory phase of conditioning the public to blame countries like Pakistan and Libya is going on right now. All of the different factors are aligning to confirm that this new world war will be a corporatist war directed against sovereign nations, but not just Libya and Pakistan or Iran, but against the United States. They use the outside threat as the pretext to also clamp down here at home, just like Adolf Hitler did. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information.